Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive.
Yep.
So today, we're going to be tackling something that you guys specifically requested.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's Listening Skills 101.
Nice.
It's funny. We spend so much time, you know, learning how to speak effectively.
Right.
But how much time do we actually spend, you know, thinking about how to listen effectively?
Right.
And I think this deep dive is going to be really eye-opening for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we jump into the document, though, what are your initial thoughts on this whole idea of like listening skills as a thing?
Yeah, well, I think it's often the missing piece of the communication puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sort of assume that listening is passive, something that we just do naturally.
Right.
But when you really break it down, active listening is a skill set,
mm-hmm.
just like public speaking or negotiation or anything like that.
Totally. And the document actually jumps right into that problem.
Okay.
You know, all those everyday misunderstandings that we have.
Oh, yeah.
It can drive us crazy.
For sure.
And they're arguing that, you know, improving our listening skills is the key to avoiding those.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to unpack some of these strategies.
Yeah.
The first one is full immersion.
Okay.
Basically, be present.
Mm-hmm.
No more trying to answer emails while your partner's telling you about their day.
Right.
Or scrolling through social media while your friend is telling you about, you know, something important to them.
Yeah. It's so tempting to multitask in this world.
Oh, my God.
Where we're just constantly bombarded with information and, you know, our devices and everything.
Yes.
But the truth is, our brains just aren't really designed for it.
Yeah.
We end up doing a mediocre job at everything when we try to juggle too many things at once.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. How would you feel if someone was clearly only half listening to you?
Yeah. Not great.
No, it doesn't feel good.
It's funny you mention that because I was just thinking about one time my friend was telling me about like a major life decision.
Uh-huh.
And I was so busy like planning my weekend in my head that I totally missed like half of what she said.
Oh, wow.
And I felt terrible when I realized it.
We've all been there, I think.
Totally.
But you know, the document actually offers a great tip for this.
Okay.
If you absolutely cannot give someone your full attention in the moment,
mm-hmm.
just be upfront about it.
Okay.
Politely ask them to pause, you know, explain why you need a minute.
Yeah.
And then let them know, you know, when you will be able to truly focus.
It's about respecting the other person.
Exactly.
And valuing what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So moving on to the next strategy.
Okay.
This one is body language.
Right.
It's all about sending the right signals.
Yes.
Turn towards the speaker, lean in, put down your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those little things add up.
Yeah. What's so fascinating to me about this one is just how much we communicate without even realizing it.
Totally.
Like our bodies are just constantly sending out these signals and these nonverbal cues, they speak volumes about our level of engagement and respect for the other person.
It's so true.
But there's also a cultural element to this, I think.
Oh, interesting.
You know, direct eye contact, for example, can be seen as a sign of respect and attentiveness in a lot of Western cultures.
Mm-hmm.
But in some other cultures, it can actually be perceived as aggressive.
Wow.
Or challenging.
Really?
So it's really important to be mindful of those cultural differences.
That is a really good point.
Especially as our world is becoming more and more globalized.
Yeah, you're interacting with people from all different backgrounds.
Exactly.
And so being aware of those nuances is super important.
For sure.
Well, speaking of eye contact,
yeah,
that's actually the next strategy that the document highlights.
Okay.
So in Western cultures, maintaining good eye contact
mm-hmm.
is a powerful way to signal that you're truly present
mm-hmm.
and engaged in the conversation.
It's like saying you have my undivided attention.
Exactly.
I'm with you. I'm here.
Yes. But this is where it gets tricky.
There's a fine line between maintaining appropriate eye contact and staring someone down.
Right.
Which can be really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It should feel natural and not forced.
So no laser focus.
Yeah.
Just genuine connection.
Exactly.
Okay. I like that.
All right.
Now, this next strategy is one that I definitely need to work on.
Okay. What's that?
It's focus on words.
Okay.
The document advises us to resist the urge to formulate our response.
Yes.
While the other person is still talking.
Oh, the classic listener trap.
I know.
We get so caught up in what we're going to say next
mm-hmm.
that we miss, you know, the nuances of what the other person is actually trying to tell us.
Yeah, and the document really stresses the importance of, like, actively focusing on the speaker's words.
Right.
And trying to understand their perspective,
mm-hmm.
not just waiting for our turn to jump in.
It's a subtle shift in mindset, but it makes all the difference.
Right.
You know, are you listening to respond or are you listening to understand.
So once we've actually listened
yeah.
and absorbed what the speaker is saying,
right.
the next strategy is?
To make sure we got it right.
Oh, okay.
That's where share your understanding comes in.
Okay.
The document suggests reflecting back what you've heard, you know, to right. confirm that you're both on the same page,
right.
not just nodding along, but like actually putting it into your own words.
So it gives the speaker a chance to be like, yes, exactly.
Oh,
or actually what I meant was.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it prevents those like frustrating moments where you realize you've been talking at cross purposes for the past like 10 minutes.
Totally. And, you know, the document even gives a specific example.
Okay.
Imagine someone's, you know, asking you to pick up their kids from school.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, okay, so you can't get them after school today because of your dentist appointment at 3 p.m. You want me to pick them up right.
Oh, that's so good.
Just like a really simple way to confirm
mm-hmm.
that you understood what they were saying.
Yeah. And that actually leads perfectly into the next strategy, which is allow for clarification.
Gotcha.
So it's all about creating that feedback loop.
Right. It's not just about you feeling like you understood.
Right.
It's about giving the speaker the space to say, yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, not quite. Let me explain further.
Exactly. And the document points out how these strategies
yeah.
are especially crucial
mm-hmm.
in relationships.
Yes.
It even highlights that all too common complaint.
Oh, yeah.
My partner doesn't listen to me.
Oh, it's like the universal cry for connection.
Oh, for sure.
And here's the thing. It might not even be about the amount of listening.
Mm.
Like maybe the partner is hearing the words.
Yeah.
But not really grasping like the underlying message, the emotions behind it.
So it's not just about avoiding arguments.
Right.
It's about like building intimacy.
Absolutely. Feeling heard is so powerful.
It really is.
And when both partners feel understood,
mm-hmm.
it creates this like foundation of trust and respect.
Yeah.
It's like saying your thoughts and feelings matter to me.
You know, that makes me think though.
Yeah.
The document focuses on romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But surely these skills are important in like all kinds of relationships, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like friendships, family, even professional settings.
I mean, imagine applying these strategies in a work meeting.
Oh my God.
Instead of, you know, interrupting or planning your next point while someone else is talking.
Right.
What if everyone genuinely focused on understanding each other's perspectives?
It would transform team dynamics.
Totally.
Less conflict, more collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better solutions in the end.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, in friendships, being a good listener can really deepen those bonds.
Mm-hmm.
It shows your friends that you truly value and support them.
Okay, so active listening isn't just relationship advice.
Right.
It's life advice.
The communication superpower.
I love that. But,
yeah.
you know, the document makes it clear this isn't something that happens overnight.
Right.
Listening is a skill that needs to be developed.
Like any skill, it takes practice. We have to, you know, break those bad habits.
Yeah.
Like interrupting or mentally checking out.
Right.
And consciously replace them with these more effective strategies.
Okay.
And even then, you know, we're going to constantly be finding ways to improve.
Yeah.
There's always more to learn when it comes to this.
So to recap, we've learned that active listening involves
yeah.
being present,
mm-hmm.
using our body language
yeah.
to show we're engaged.
Right.
Truly focusing on the speaker's words.
Uh-huh.
And checking our understanding.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing and allowing for clarification.
Exactly.
And we've seen how these seemingly simple techniques
mm-hmm.
can have a really profound impact.
Yes.
On our relationships, our communication, even our professional lives.
It really is like this master key that unlocks better connections and
yeah.
understanding in every area of life.
But before we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I wanted to touch on something that really stood out to me in the document.
Yeah, what's up?
So the document mentioned that even like small improvements in our listening skills
yeah.
can have a ripple effect on our lives.
Absolutely.
It's not about becoming a perfect listener overnight.
Right.
It's about, you know, making these incremental changes that add up over time.
It's like compound interest, you
yeah,
know?
I like that.
Those small but consistent efforts
yeah.
lead to significant gains in the long run.
So even just taking the time to like truly listen to someone, even for a few minutes,
yeah,
can have a much bigger impact than we might realize.
It can make them feel seen, heard, and valued.
Right.
And that can have huge impact
mm-hmm.
on their well-being and on the quality of your relationships, whether it's
yeah.
personal or professional.
And, you know, the more we practice these skills,
oh, yeah.
the more natural they become.
It's like building a muscle.
Oh, yeah.
At first, it takes effort and concentration.
Right.
But eventually, it just becomes second nature.
And it's important to be patient with ourselves too,
I
right?
also
Like, we're all going to have those moments where we slip up. You know, we get distracted, or we interrupt, or we forget to paraphrase.
It happens.
The important thing is to just keep practicing.
Yeah.
And to be mindful of those moments
right.
when we could have listened better.
And to remember that listening is a two-way street.
Well, that's a good point.
It's not just about, you know, receiving information.
Yeah.
It's about engaging with the speaker.
Yeah.
Asking clarifying questions.
Right.
Showing genuine interest in what they have to say.
You know, those clarifying questions are so important.
Yeah.
Because they demonstrate that you're not just passively absorbing the words.
Right.
But you're actively trying to understand the speaker's perspective.
Exactly. And it can also help to uncover, you know, hidden assumptions or unspoken feelings.
Oh, that's interesting.
That might be driving the conversation.
So active listening is almost like a form of problem solving in a way.
I like that.
It's like working together to create their shared understanding and to bridge those gaps in communication.
Yeah.
That can so easily lead to misunderstandings and conflict.
It's about building bridges instead of walls.
I love that.
Right.
And it makes me think about how, you know, these skills can be applied in so many different contexts.
Totally.
Like from resolving conflicts with loved ones to negotiating business deals to just having more meaningful conversations with the people in our lives.
Absolutely. The ability to truly listen and understand others is fundamental to effective communication.
Right.
And effective communication is at the heart of every successful relationship.
Yeah.
Every thriving team, every productive conversation.
I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
You know, we've gone from the basics of active listening to exploring its deeper implications for our relationships, our work, and our overall well-being.
It's been a really fascinating conversation.
It really has.
And I hope our listeners get some valuable insights.
Yes.
And practical tips to take away.
I know. I've learned so much today.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, we would like to leave you with this final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Think about a recent conversation where you could have listened better.
Mm-hmm.
How might applying these techniques have changed the outcome?
That's a good one.
That's all for today's deep dive on listening skills.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please don't forget to subscribe and share this with anyone who might benefit from honing their own listening abilities.
Great advice.
Until next time. Happy listening.